Oh my God, we're back again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was singing NSYNC songs. This is Hair Mafia.
Hello. I was singing NSYNC earlier today. Wait, who sings Dirty Pop? Is it NSYNC or just Justin Timberlake? Because that song was in my head this morning and I was like, man, I need to listen to that.
Can we be real about it? It's like NSYNC was the background singer to Justin Timberlake.
I know, right?
Like it's always been
him. So it's JT anyway.
Yeah, JT in the sync.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, ramen noodle hair. Puka shells. Is that what the little thing?
Oh, he did wear that necklace.
Mm-hmm. You know, those were still cute, I guess. Back in 2000, you know, it was like you got to wear your earring on your left ear. And if you got puka shells, he's probably gay or something. Like there was all these weird, maybe you don't remember that. It was like all these weird signals and everybody was just kind of like sexually ambiguous in the 2000s.
Were they?
I mean, come on, people believe Ricky Martin was straight.
Well, and Josh had a nipple ring for like 10 years.
Now it looks like a Slim Jim.
It does. I'm like, what happened to your nipple? He's like, oh, I had a nipple ring. I'm like, oh, I don't even want to know.
This is why Josh hates
him. I know, right? And he still has yet to come on the show. Oh, he probably doesn't want to. I wouldn't if I was him.
He has to come because there's an episode that I'm just dying for us to disclose.
I know.
Especially because, like, I found it online.
Oh, yeah. That one. Yeah.
It was kind of hard, but then it wasn't. Once you know the keywords.
Oh, yeah.
It just bloop.
There you go.
You're viral for many reasons. Mm-hmm. And don't even care to be. I'm trying.
I don't even care to be.
And you're not trying.
That's not a good reason to be viral.
Okay, but that's one small tidbit. But you turned lemons into lemonade.
This is very true.
It literally was like a great, from my understanding, a great publicity flip. Like you were like a politician or something.
I don't. How?
Because, you know, they like turn scandal into like triumph.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
It's like I've evaded taxes. It's like, no, I know business
skills. I did this. I know all my write-offs. You it's cheated. Okay. No,
you
I
did your 12-step program. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You've atoned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What were we doing? Oh, yeah.
Weekend
yeah.
roundup. Should I continue to ask you what you did?
What do you mean?
You're always like, I didn't do anything.
Because my life is boring and I just go home to the kids. Saturday I worked and I did this huge major color thing. So I was there for like 8 hours.
Turned out great.
Yeah, I loved it. Thank you.
It was like it was more on the vibrant true copper side. But we were having this discussion about how like I think the reason why coppers are trendy is because they really complement almost every skin tone. There was a skin tone I could not think of.
Yeah.
That it was just like, what? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing? From mm-hmm. the deepest to the fairest, it's...
Mm-hmm. And I think hers will fade nice and it'll get like lighter mm-hmm. and lighter. And then, you know, maybe she'll do something different next time.
And side note, my squirrel moment, one of many probably in this episode, is... that was a true color correction.
That really was a true color correction.
It was. Do you want to kind of explain? Because I came in when you were kind of
halfway
through.
Well, but we were talking about this in the salon the other day. I get pissed when someone will have like 6 inches of regrowth and these people are like, I'm at color correction today. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so it happened really a lot in COVID. It's like, okay, we've already been through a lot. And now you're going to stick people with, well, it's $150 an hour because it's a color correction. It's like, no, bitch, I just haven't had a chance to get my hair done.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's a color correction anymore.
That came out of COVID, like jacking their hair up. But like a lady, she was like, I watched YouTube. I ordered this stuff. And I'm like, it wasn't a color correction, but she, you know, my assumption, she just kind of didn't understand the chemistry behind like what she was doing.
Yeah,
using
for
like
sure.
20 volume did, her roots are warm, it's growing out, it's doing all these things.
Right.
And I was like, in some other hands, they'd be like, this is a color correction. I'm like, I literally was like, hey, maybe we'll do a low light. Let's see where we get with the highlight. Your hair is fragile. I can probably correct these tones with a certain toner. I mixed up a couple.
Yeah.
And it turned out great. Didn't even look like the same head of hair, but I'm like, I feel like your due diligence as a stylist, the integrity as a stylist, is that you don't need to swindle people who don't know what they're doing, or educate yourself enough to know what a true color correction is. Because I think that we see a lot of stuff on social media, and like even a color correction for a global is different. Like when you have like somebody that wants their platinum car, it's like there are rules to that. And then after a certain amount of inches, it does become sort of a color correct because you get banding and yellow.
Or a
and
double this. Process.
Right. So anyways, back on track. That was interesting to kind of see that be a true color correct. And I've had some color correct where I've done like color remover. Mm-hmm. But even then, a lot of people don't want to do that because that is a process. You know,
it is a process.
Depending on what you tone or color with, it deposits darker and, you know.
Well, I feel like if someone's going to do a color remover, you and your client need to understand that you have to wear it that way for a good 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
And let the cuticle close back up, because it will continue to get lighter. Mm-hmm. And color will still continue to come off.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've done it. I've mm-hmm. literally done a color correction. It looked really good. And then I go and I put like a level 6 on it, your color hair. I'm like,
literally like a 3.
Yeah. So you really need to like let it, you know. This was, I guess I could consider hers a color correction. Her hair was not damaged.
Yeah.
I always considered color corrections like you try to bleach it yourself and it's bright orange and it's fried. I always think like we always want to maintain integrity. But if someone's coming in with like really bad fried off hair, porous hair, or
bleed marks, leopard spots.
Yeah, bad things like that. But she really just had like a copper balayage,
mm-hmm.
but she wanted all over bright copper.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had to I just basically just foiled the entire thing.
Yeah, and be meticulous about it. I think it was, you know, small sections, and it's mm-hmm. like,
and then
it was,
I had
just intricate work.
It was, I mean, it took from 10 till about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked good.
And to kind of drop some kind of references and off the top of my head, because I see them kind of talk about the difference between a color correction and, you know, good placement of highlights, lowlights, root shadows, and toners is Blonde Chronicles and mm-hmm. Jessica Scott hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what her name is.
They're both
Instagram.
Very good.
Yeah, and they're
but they're
very
also
heavy.
Real. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is what I like to do in this, or I don't always do this. Or,
yeah. So that was fun. That mm-hmm. was your Saturday. Did you do anything on Sunday?
No, watch movies all day.
What'd you watch? You watched some good
what
stuff.
What did we watch? I'm trying to think. Why can't I think? We were trying to find stuff about the Idaho murderer guy. We can't find anything because I think it's too new.
It's fresh.
It is. What did we? Oh, we watched a movie called Regression. Kind of scary, suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Hawke was in it. It's pretty old. It was all right. It wasn't like great. I can't even remember what we watched. We cleaned the house Monday. We, you know, ran up to the salon and did stuff, ran around with Lotus all day. The kids were out of school.
Mm-hmm. Lodi and her dolls.
Oh my gosh.
I need to just get a doll that looks like me. Like, Lotus, I brought my doll.
Oh, she would love it. Fall in love.
Have you ever watched an old movie and just like, it's not the movie you remember? Like, for some reason, it wasn't even my favorite movie, but I'm just very fond of this movie with Pierce Brosnan called Volcano. And I went back and watched.
Is that
and I was
like the world's? Oh, Geostorm is what we watched. Sorry, that just reminded me because I was thinking an end of the world film.
Yeah.
I like Pierce Brosnan.
There's one scene, and I just remember it was when I was like deep in church, and I was probably like 12, and we were over like my friend's house, and it's like all of us, like her mom, my mom, her younger brother, my brother's probably 3 or 4, and he's like crawling, and then he like hits his elbow, and it was like, to me, the weirdest scene, because he like pushes his elbow and all you see is like his bone come out. She goes, he's probably like, what the hell? And of course it's like church, and they're like, what did you say? The power of Christ compels
so
you to
they,
hell.
They were showing the movie in church.
I can't
or no,
remember where
you
I was,
mean
but
it.
We were just like watching, and it's just like weird. And so I went back and watched, and I was like, why do we choose to watch this movie? And why did I kind of like it?
I'm going to watch it. I'm always looking for stuff to watch now.
Or like in Twister when you see the cow fly across. I don't know if that was in the trailer, but I just
Twister's
remember
Twister's
like,
just ridiculous.
not so an accurate depiction of Oklahoma.
I know close, someone though. Who knows a lot of people on that film set, and they said Helen Hunt was a super big bitch. But
I've always hey, whatever. Heard that.
Oh, really? Okay, because I've heard it like, you know, tabloids and stuff. But then they were like, no, this person was like, she's not nice. And then the guy, Bill Paxton, I think he passed mm-hmm. away. They said that he would like hang out with the crew at night, like go to the bars with them. Like, not Paxton. Who is it? The guy who storm chases with her in the movie.
You know who I get Helen Hunt confused with? Jodie Foster.
Really?
From Silence of the Lambs.
They kind of look a little bit alike. Mm.
And Laura Dern.
Oh.
Just like that Rat Pack of whatever. Laura I don't know Dern. Why I'm like on this thing of movies, but so Raquel worked on a movie that was filmed in Oklahoma with Randy Wade, and he was in Step Up 3.
Okay.
And what's really funny is I didn't know, maybe he's like from Oklahoma or has some kind of roots here. And I would run into him at the Jones Assembly all the time.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, because like I FaceTimed or whatever. And like he was partying with the crew and all kind of stuff. So that mm-hmm. was fun. And one day he was like super wasted, super nice. And I was like, hey, like, can I take a picture with you? Like, you know my friend? He was like, yeah.
give me
and
a
then
shot.
I was like, yeah. And he was like, who's your friend? I was like, Raquel. And he was like, oh, Raquel, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, did you just sober up? Like, because I mean, Raquel's yeah. pretty. But I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's fun.
It's okay. It's just too like cold for me to do anything. I'm so ready to just be over the wintertime and the weather and all of the... I like warm weather myself. I can't like with the cold weather.
I was actually remembering what I went to a yoga class Saturday.
Oh, nice.
That was very nice. The teacher was nice. He kind of went on tangents. It was kind of Christmas related. He was like, I bought my wife a homemade cutting board from her favorite maple tree at our old house. And then we had to like put a block between our legs. And he was like, some girl calls it taking the elevator to the penthouse. And I was like, well, now it's a cock block. It was like right in my tank. But anyways.
Where was this yoga class?
It's at Yoga Lab. It's like, there's no membership. It's just like $8 a class.
Nice.
Not bad. So if you want to ever just like align yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to get some healing crystals. I don't know. I'd probably use it to hit somebody with.
That's the spirit.
Exactly.
I know. Now that Christmas is over, we can be mean again.
Exactly. Like the Christmas spirit is gone.
Yeah. Even though we said like, oh, let's keep the Christmas spirit going. Who are we kidding?
50% of my choices to be a better person are done after I say it.
Mm-hmm.
To wrap this up, I went to see Megan, the movie.
The doll.
When I
Robot. I've been wanting to see. Oh, Robot. That's right.
Okay. Technically Android.
Whatever.
Model 3.
I think she's
something
kinda,
Android.
Yeah.
It is the best movie that you could see. You go into it thinking that it's a horror movie and it is horrific, but it turns out to be a comedy on accident. I was probably annoying everyone around me because I was like laughing because it's ridiculous. And once you accept that, you enjoy the movie so much more.
I've laughed in a couple of horror movies before.
It's tension, it's whatever, but like just when you see this doll, you're just like...
Well, I saw it in the previews. I was like, what? And then I was like, yeah.
So she sings and it's funny, but there's just... semi-spoiler alert. She randomly is like talking to the girl at night and she's like, Megan, are you blah, 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 blah. And she was like, does it really matter? Bust out into singing, shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am Titanic.
See ya.
No, for no reason.
Oh.
I was like, what about like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, whatever.
But anyways, she really was titanium, possibly. Was that what she was made from?
You can't kill that bitch.
It's like she's like the new Chucky.
It's very much Child's Play vibes. It's like mm-hmm. this generation's Chucky.
Have you seen The Boy? No, that'll be for another. That's one horror.
Have I seen what?
The Boy. That's one scary movie that I could not help. Me and the guy I was seeing at the time, we just could not quit laughing because it was like, it's a doll who's possessed apparently, but
No.
You'll just watch it. It's okay. Funny. Anyway, so.
Okay, so today's topic, it comes up a lot. It's part of who we are. It's part of our culture. It's part of our job. It is literally the second shift, the counterpart to our success, content mm-hmm. creation.
Yeah.
I found myself sort of baffled by this culture of a lot of people really want to know who you are as a stylist. And I guess maybe I almost wonder if, and not that I could test this out, like if I did really a really crappy job, but people vibe with me as a stylist, like would they just be like, whatever, I love it?
Possibly, yes.
Because I feel like I've had two clients, one today and one Friday, and it's so funny because they get excited, but they're also nervous to say it, and they're like, okay, can I tell you something? I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is it? Like, did I kiss your boyfriend? Like, I didn't know. And they're like, okay, I found you on Instagram. And I'm like, well, that's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. And they're like, but like, I saw you doing reels. And that's the only reason I came. And I was like, oh yeah, cool. Which one? And they're like, the one where you were like doing the splits between a car and your pigtails. And I was like, oh, well, what do you want done today? And they're like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, that's on my page. And like, I didn't look at it. They don't care about the hair pictures. They just were like, I just want to sit in the chair and get my hair done. I mean, they do care, but.
Well, obviously, but.
It's just like this big shift of like, people really want to know. And I think it speaks to a bigger thing too, is I'm like, it's important to vibe with somebody that you are going to share an intimate space with. And also be accepted by them. For the couple hours you're going to be there. Because I do think that a lot of people want to feel like not judged. And I guess that's more of the overarching theme of, you know, addressing kind of some clients have been upset that we really weren't even talking about. And just things like that. It's just like people really look at our chair as a safe space, as open as it is, as busy as it is, as kind of tasked as we are. People feel a connection with us even when we're not, you know,
doing their hair.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of like,
well, and some people are just looking for a new stylist maybe. And they're like, he seems funny or she seems nice or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of, I mean, I may be the best hairstylist, but if I'm like worshiping Satan on my stories, I'm probably not going to get that many people interested. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, today we're going to do a foil pattern of a pentagram.
Yeah.
Your hex for life. Yeah. The life. Craft. Literally.
Yeah.
This is my craft.
Back, probably, when was this? Before COVID, I would do these cooking videos.
Yes.
And legit, people just didn't give a shit about my hair anymore. They were like, oh my God, what? Like, I was answering questions about my recipes. Where did I get it? You should meal prep. Do more stories about food, we not hair. This. And I'm like, okay.
Because I started on the tail end of that. Like, you did a couple videos and I had just started. And you were like, literally just. And it was funny because you were like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I think one of the videos you were like, I just deleted this whole thing. So I'm just going to throw this in there. And
well, yeah, because I would get confused. And then people were like, no. Because I would do like boomerangs of what I was cooking. And this is whenever like Reels and TikTok came out. And they were like, oh my gosh, do like IGTV or like try a reel. And I'm like, huh? But I mean, people do really like all of that other stuff. And back whenever we had talked about this before, whenever I had changed my name from Tracy Does Hair to Tracy Does Life, all I did for like a few months was just post my outfits of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh my God, where did you get it? Be an influencer, this, that. So then I thought I would try that. But again, all that is just more work for me whenever I really just want to do hair. And because I really do enjoy it. I do enjoy cooking. I do enjoy getting dressed. But it's like, that's just more things that I have to do.
Yeah. And I was going to say,
But people do love it. You're right. They love seeing the outside of.
It's like literally behind the chair. Like it's beyond the chair. It's a well-rounded version of content creation. But what's interesting is I'm like, I feel like hairstylists are kind of, maybe I'm just blind to other things, but I'm like, do people really care what your lash artist is doing? Do people really care, like, you know, what your tattoo artist is doing?
I think it's like the new reality TV.
It is.
I mean, yeah, you can watch like the Real Housewives and things like that, but it's like, what am I really doing?
Yeah. Should we tell them about the time we auditioned for a reality show?
Oh, God, that was so embarrassing. But yeah, let's tell them.
Well, why was it embarrassing? What's your take?
No, it wasn't embarrassing. It was just like...
It was embarrassing the reason why we didn't get on there.
Yeah. So we... they reached out to us and I was like, this has to be a scam. And it legit was not a scam.
They reached out like three times and you were like, whatever.
Yeah. I was like, this is just leave me alone. But no. And then the girl was really nice and she was like, dress up. Oh, she did a phone interview with me, an hour long phone interview. And she was like, what do you do? What do you do outside of this? Describe all of the people you work with. And I'm like, okay. And I mean, at the time, we
were in transition too. We had just moved into
Moved there, so it's like we didn't have like a lot of, I mean, our salon was our salon, but we weren't really like totally used to it. So then we do this phone interview with her,
a Skype, and she was like dressed to impress, and we're like,
what does that mean? And then she says no black. I'm like, okay,
do you know what industry this is?
Like, no, but it's like, what do you want me to wear? Like a share, like share in concert? Like, what does dress to impress mean? If I can't, I like to wear black. I wore something that day I'll never wear again. And you know what, I posted a picture and people are like, where'd you get the shirt? I love it. And I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm like, I don't know. But you can tell them why she ended up saying decline for now.
Yeah, so we go through this interview. She asks us all these questions. She was like giving us good feedback. She was like, I really don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
She was like, you guys seem genuine. I do this all the time. People, you can tell that people are trying to get on TV. And it was like,
y'all aren't.
Yeah, and she was like, you guys
seem fun. We are, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not like gonna fake it. I mean, yeah, we can amp it up. But we were like, I think what pissed me us off is that we were on our best behavior because we were like, let's nail this interview. They straight up said we were too friendly and close-knit. They were like, we want drama.
We
but
need
I was
drama
like
in the
she
salon.
Didn't ask like, who's your rival salon, what's the biggest fight? Like, she wanted us to be fight, like she said the feedback that they got is that they want us basically like fight amongst each other.
That all like Jerseylicious, if anybody's ever seen that show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, we're not fist fighting. I mean, yeah. I guess we could act like that we are.
So if at any point you see a salon in Oklahoma make it on a reality show, that could have been us.
Could have been us. Because at the time, our front desk guy falling asleep was about the craziest shit that we had going on.
And he blamed it on monkeypox vaccine.
Okay. I forgot about that. But
remember, he said, I ain't even sleep.
Yeah.
He said, I'll just rest in my eyes for a minute.
But
funny as far as when you yelled, you were like, hey,
I'm like, hello. Well, no, he's all stretching out and he's like looking around. I said, good morning. And he's like, I wouldn't sleep in. I'm like, okay.
Reminds me of that one guy. It's either you or me.
Oh yeah. The one that she took.
So
it's like the new reality. Basically, I guess I don't even show myself on social media anymore, really, like myself, like us doing this podcast is like huge for me. I think that I've just gotten so busy. I used to be really like post my outfits of the day. I would do tutorials every now and again, post like a bunch of selfies, post my cooking, and then but I just kind of was like, whatever,
I just want to post stuff that's like just for a reaction. I'm just so attention seeking as of late. I just want to like post a picture of me like with a lit cigarette and be like, yeah, so what.
Oh, I know. Like just like a bunch of cocaine and like alcohol, be like, you know, Monday afternoon or whatever.
Just add my little fanny pack, just drop little packets. What call shit? Splenda.
Splenda.
But no, it's just interesting to even today. So I was doing a client. She brought a friend. She was like, hey, you know, I wanted to meet you. I'm trying to convince her to like try extensions again, blah, blah, blah. And just kind of like spur of the moment. She was like, do you got time to do my extension? I'm like, yeah, girl. She's like, I just like your vibe, whatever. And I mean, she has like a unique job. And I said, that's so cool. I was genuinely interested. I was like, honestly, like I'm not opposed to another form of income. Can you mentor me? And I'm like, your vibe attracts your tribe. And
true.
I mean, it got me a new client. And she was kind of skeptical. She was like, I've been to, you know, great salons in Vegas and Los Angeles. And you could tell, I mean, just her job took her to these places. And
right.
She's like, I just didn't like it because people were just trying to sell me the most hair. She's like, I ain't no 22-inch bitch. Like, give me 18s or shorter and this. And I said, Well, it's important to listen to what somebody says. I said, but even just interacting with you, like, I can kind of see what you need. And so, you know, we did a mini consultation and I said, walk on over. And she picked her perfect shade because she didn't have a huge understanding of it. And, you know, it just snowballed into something good. And I hope she has a good experience, like being reintroduced to like our hair and, you know, how we install it and our methods. But, you know, your personality is really huge, you know.
It really is.
But that kind of trails into a little bit of another topic of like kind of like, you know, a walk-in salon versus a, you know, appointment only, or, you know, the culture of a salon too.
Well, yeah, I don't really feel like you have your form a relationship with a walk-in salon. I mean, maybe unless you just walk in there all the time, but walk-in clients that I've had in the past, they never come back.
Yeah, or like a blend of both.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We've had a couple walk-ins come into ours and it was just kind of like awkward. They're like, well, why don't you have anything today? And it's kind of like, well, because we don't. It says by appointment only on the door for a reason.
Especially in the Paseo, it's like, how do you miss that? Because it was big on our door. It was a small salon, but I'm like, I can see how some people like miss it.
I'll never forget, oh, what's her face coming up in there? She walked in and was like, I have a hair horror story, talks about it. And man, she's there like 30 minutes and I'm just like,
is it the contacts?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Let's save it. We gotta wrap this one up.
No, but my client finally said, and this client of mine is super sweet. She didn't even talk very much. Soft spoken, sweet lady. She said, do you mind? Because this girl would not be quiet, but she just kept like inching closer and closer to us. And I was like, I'm like, you're not even like having an appointment right now. You just walked back here. I don't even know how she found us. But
I can't wait to, I forgot about that. I can't wait to tell this story.
Oh, yeah. You can tell that one.
Because she had a horrible experience at Ulta.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
this was around like Thanksgiving, like two Thanksgivings ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we should talk about two people that had bad experiences at Ulta.
I know about four people that have had bad experiences at Ulta. And I'm sorry,
ultimate
Ulta.
Ultimate experience.
Ultimate. Yeah.
I don't even know. I just had something on my heart about content creation.
Well,
but
the flip side, or not even the flip side, other content creators, I'm like, nobody gives a shit. Like, so I'm not trying to be that mean, but I feel like some people, great, you bought a new car. Great, you got a house. Like, these are things that adults do. But I'm almost like, why are you trying to rub it all off in everybody's face? Not that I'm a hater. I'm jealous and I love it. I'm like, damn, I want to buy that car or whatever. And I'm happy for everybody who can do that, or your new Tesla or whatever. And I love my car. But I'm not like, guys, this is what hard work gets you. You know, I feel like a lot of people do that. And we've even had clients tell us it's semi off-putting. They're like, I'm getting a bad experience, getting charged tons of money. And then I see that they're driving, you know, a 2023, whatever, like Range Rover, anything of what it is. And it's like, and they're constantly talking about what they have, you know, that I have this, I have that, hard work. And it's like,
and I feel like people start to question your prices when you start doing that.
Right. And it's like, dude, there's some people out there that work hard as hell. And
charge dirt.
And charge dirt. Or not even in the hair industry. There's a lot of people out there who work hard. And maybe they can't buy that or whatever. But I just feel like it's...
Or that's not where their heart is at. Because I'm exactly. Like, a lot of people spend their money on experiences. And it's like, there's like, I remember, you know, some people in, you know, real estate or even our industry. It's like, you have to present an image. Like, because you can't, you know, drive a hoopty and be at a high-end salon. And it's like, you do have to sell some stuff. And I'm like, you got to find, like, a healthy balance. But it just kind of reminds me of, like, you know, content creation is, like, GFY. It's like, what side of that on you? It's like, good for you or go fuck yourself. You know, like,
Which one are you? Acronym today?
So.
And I get, like, you want to... I mean, do I want high-end paying clients? Duh. What kind of questions are these? Exactly. So it's like, do I want to, you know, only do kids' haircuts or do I want to only do extensions? And I get all that, but I just feel like being kind of full of yourself at the same time can just be off-putting. I mean, no one even knows that I got a new car. I did a client the other day and I said, oh yeah, my white one. And she's like, oh, I thought you drove a black car. I said, well, yeah, like 2.5 years ago. It's just, I just don't. And I'm not even a super private person. I'm just not like, guys, this is what you get if you work hard. It's like, okay. I mean, I'm sure, I guess.
It's interesting who noticed those things too.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Like, people just like, oh, you got a new car. And you're like, well, how'd you know it was me? You didn't see me get out of it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Those are...
People are always scoping the scene.
Like stalker clients. Just saying.
I wish for a stalker and I got one. It tried to kill me twice. Just kidding.
I don't even know what to say about that. Yeah, so content creation, I feel like, is very important.
Let's leave them with the tip of a day. So I had a client that is friends with me on Snapchat and love her, gave her the benefit of the doubt because she used to do hair. And she has extensions and she was like, so this is for my extension girls. Be careful with your dry shampoo, of course, as always. But she was like, I like volume in my hair. She's like, but my beads keep sleeping. I said, those two things shouldn't go together. So she's flipping her whole head over, round brushing it forward to get volume. And I said, hear me out. Just top wash your hair. So for all you girls who are having a hard time, just top wash your hair. You can hide the rest. Even if you don't have extensions, why don't you just try like washing from the ears up? Save you some time.
You can totally do that.
It's a lifesaver.
Especially if you have extensions. It's like.
Yeah. And if you're someone that doesn't think you can get extensions because you exercise a lot, blow dry the tops of your wefts. You'll thank me later. You can go about your day.
We tell people this all the time. Not all of them listen, but
I really don't. You can give them all the care cards and text messages.
Care cards, digital QR codes of care. I mean, nightly text reminders.
Your heart, body, and soul.
And they'll be like, oh, I didn't even know that. Thank you.
Experience is the best teacher, I guess. You know? We work hard for you guys, and sometimes I just feel like I need to go in the business of working someone's hard. Anyway.
Or you just have to buy new hair sooner. But I mean, it's whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Anyways, we love you so much. Thank you for spending another episode with us.
Yes.
We'll be back. You can't get rid of me, Hope. Bye.